Biotechnology refers to a collection of methods and techniques that involve live organisms.
The teacher's looking at you. Betty's thinking up another snide remark about love.
To produce or change products, or to improve or amend plants and animals, or use one new microorganism.
May God bless you. Sorry about the delay.
Saeed! Haven't you made a mistake?
Mistake? No, I should have explained. It's the interest on your money.
What do you mean by interest?
I mean, it's the interest your money would have made if it were in the bank. I promise to pay you back next month.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Now you're going to give me interest?
I just thought that till I can give you all of it, I'd make up for your losses.
Oh my goodness. I really didn't expect this interest from you.
Look, I didn't mean to offend you.
So what, I'm supposed to be a loan shark?
Loan shark? What are you talking about? Everybody does this kind of thing.
I don't think this was your father's idea.
I say, Dad, when are you changing the car?
This good old car is still running strong.
Yeah, but it's old-fashioned.
Okay, I put it on my list of things to buy. I thought taking mobiles to school wasn't allowed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It isn't, but if you turn it off, nobody notices.
If taking your cell to school is against the school regulations, then you probably shouldn't do it, even if nobody finds out.
Say, Dad, You didn't say why you came to the school.
Didn't you say you wanted to register for after-school classes? I wasn't very busy, so I thought it was a good opportunity for you.
So why didn't you tell me this morning?
So what?
You see, you have to go deposit the money in the Institute's account, and then you go there and register after.
Very well. You give me the account number and I'll deposit it tomorrow.
Okay. Are we going home?
No. We're going to the shop. You haven't got anything to do?
I have homework to do.
You can do them there. What difference does it make?
Besides, I'm really hungry.
That can be solved as well.
Is there something I can do for you, sir?
Hello.
Hello there. Have you come to take a look around?
No. I was just looking for a shop. This isn't too bad. Tell me, how much is it?
I don't know about this one, but there's another one in the same arcade. The owner is asking $150 million.
What? That's too expensive.
It's not too expensive. It hasn't even been built yet. When this arcade is finished, it'll be worth more than $200 million.
Really? Could you possibly give me the owner's number?
No problem. He gave me his business card. Here it is. Here. Give him a call and see how much he'll sell it to you for. That's all you have to do.
Thanks so much for your help. Hey, Sasan, how are you?
Come on in, son.
Dad, what did you say you want me to do in the mosque?
Tonight there's a celebration in the mosque. What does the celebration need? Lights. Who am I? An electrician. And you, my assistant. And an assistant's wages are not bad, you know. So keep your wits about you. Okay, son. Take this and go pick up the tools. Get a move on.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello, dear Mirza Ghafoor.
Hello there, Haji. God
bless. You're
doing
a great job here. You know my son?
Hello.
Hello there. I've only seen Saeed a couple of times.
This is Vahid, the younger one.
God bless him.
God bless him indeed. Vahid, son, go and get the ladder.
Of course, father.
Mirza, you go and pull out the lights from the storeroom.
Right away.
We've got to finish this by late afternoon. Vahid, hurry up. It's late.
There you go. It was as if it was made just for you.
Thanks.
Hey.
Hello.
I told you we'd meet each other outside, not in the shop.
What do I have to answer to that girl? Is she your partner? What? Does she work for you? Do you work for her? What's going on there?
She's
tell
my
me.
Partner. The way you treated her sister, it's no wonder she can't stand the sight of you. Okay, tell me, what's going on? What happened?
Isn't it obvious?
Let me guess, he said he wanted all his money, right?
He threw a fit and asked if he was a loan shark.
Loan sharks. Still nerds out there like that.
Truth is, at the moment I'm surrounded by them. So what can I do? He wants his money.
Come on, stop acting like a wimp like that. Come on.
I'm worried he'll go and tell my dad. I was stupid enough to tell him I wanted the money for my dad.
So it was the truth then? Well, let me see if I can find a customer for the shop.
For how much can you sell it?
What do you think? If they realize we need the money, it'll go for peanuts.
Any other way?
Another way. Borrowing, a bank loan, I don't know.
Hello there.
Hello. Okay, look, anyway, I'll call you, all right?
What a little jerk.
Hey, Mirza. Would you mind flipping the switch? Very good. Vahid, son, put all these away, please.
Dad, have we finished now?
Yes. We've finished putting up the lights, but the celebration is after evening prayers.
You mean we're gonna stay?
Yes, of course. Why not? It would be a shame to leave a mosque at prayer time, wouldn't it? Especially on a special occasion.
Dad? I know what my headmaster told you.
Really? I didn't see you over there in the office.
Dad, I'm actually being serious.
So I'm being serious too. How do you know what he said anyway?
I thought with the promise I made my headmaster everything would be okay. But then he brought you to the school and he told you everything.
Nah. That's not why he called me in. But he did tell me about your promise. I said I have to hear what Vahid has to say himself.
You mean you have brought me here to say this?
No, I just wanted us to be together for a few hours.
What for?
Well, so you could help me out. It's been a while since you were here. For us to do congressional prayers, do you think reciting congressional prayers is of no importance?
Dad, I don't like being forced to pray or to do it to show off.
God doesn't like that either. And who said that congressional prayer is forcing one to pray or even show off?
Dad, I want you to know that I prefer to pray at home.
Yeah, that's okay. But congressional prayer is something else. It is, son.
It's not right. I say you don't do it.
I told you, I don't want to ruin reputations. I just want to know what this is all about.
It's just what Saeed told you. He couldn't pay back the money, so he thought he would give you the interest on it.
This is just the surface of the matter. I think Saeed has been lying to us.
Don't keep saying that. Don't accuse anyone until you're absolutely sure.
All right. We'll have to see then.
You promised Saeed you wouldn't say anything to his dad.
What do you want me to do then, Mom? I think he didn't even want the money for his father. And this is exactly what I want to find out,
I had my doubts from the beginning. But you insisted that Mohsen is in trouble with debt and might end up in prison.
Well, you know, that's just what Saeed told me.
And you really believed him?
I never thought that Saeed would come after all that and give me a month's interest instead of the money.
I still think that it's not the right thing to do. You and I both know that you'll have to forget Riyan.
No, no, Mother. These two things that you've said have nothing to do with each other.
But Saeed will know they're related.
I won't let him.
Ali, then we'll have to give him a few days. And if necessary, then I'll go to talk to Mohsen myself. I'll talk to him about Riyan, too.
I don't want these two matters to get mixed up. These are two different things. I'm going to go to his house to figure out what's been going on.
Ali.
May I?
I was just saying something to Haji Reza, and he said to tell you myself.
Backbiting?
No, a compliment.
I was saying that Mohsen is cleverer than all of us. A while ago, he brought his older son to the mosque, and now his younger one.
Hey, Haji, don't rub salt in the wound.
So God bless you. I'll just be going, if you don't mind.
So you see, brother, a few days ago, Saeed was here and now Vahid, each for a different reason. Them coming to the mosque is a special occasion which everyone notices. Oh, dear God. What have we come to?
Thank you.
Hello.
Can I help you?
You are Saeed's cousin, aren't you, right?
Yeah.
I am Ali Sabuhi, Saeed's friend. I have been ringing over and over, but there's no one answering.
Well, it seems like they're not in.
What about Mr. Karimi? Do you know where he is?
He's probably at the mosque, but he should be back in an hour or two. But if it's urgent, I guess I can give you his mobile number if you want. Mm.
Yes, yes, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Hello.
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 I didn't expect to see you here.
I just came here to speak to your father.
He wanted Uncle's number, so I gave it to him.
Come on in.
No, no, I won't trouble you.
Come in for a minute. Listen, I'm really ashamed about today. I admit what I did was really bad form. Believe me, from noon till now, I've been trying to get the money together. God willing, in a couple of days, I'll have it.
I've come to speak to him myself.
To him?
Your father. You said you wanted the money for him, didn't you?
Ali, I'm sorry, but I thought we agreed to keep this between me and you. It seems you didn't get it. You want to talk to my dad suddenly.
Saeed, your father doesn't actually know anything about this business, does he? I don't even think you really wanted the money for him.
Yeah, you're right. I can't explain it to you now, but I promise I'll give you back your money. Do you want me to swear an oath? I swear on my mother's grave.
You don't need to do that. I trusted you when you gave me your word.
Good for you. So don't worry. So I don't have to say, keep this between us? Wait, you haven't drunk your tea.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. And thanks again for not telling anyone. Nima, how come you've suddenly become so interested in my friend?
And what do you mean by that?
What I mean is that you're going too far. This is the second time I'm telling you. I might not tell you the third time.
Well, good for you, who only knows how to fight and threaten. What is it? What have you done this time that's made you so afraid?
No, you don't seem to get what I'm saying.
Have you learned this manner of talking from Sasan?
Yeah, I learned this manner of talking from him, and how to behave, too. Do you want me to give you a taste of it?
Nima.
You're lucky she turned up.
What's going on, Saeed?
Nothing's going on. It's cool. Just having a chat with my cousin.
Do you always chat like this, by shouting so loud? I remember the last time it ended up with people getting hurt.
Oh, please, Zore.
Do you always eavesdrop, cousin?
Don't say that. I'm not your cousin.
Right, our mothers are cousins. What difference does it make?
Go inside, Zore.
Well done. How manly. I like that. Yeah.
All right. What did you want to say?
Uh-huh. I wanted to say that I'll let you off this time, but don't repeat this behavior.
There can be only one reason for all this fear and guilt.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel sorry for you, Saeed. Like the rest of them. I thought you'd come to your senses, but it's not gonna happen.
Vahid-san.
Yes, Dad?
1 minute. This book is for your help today. Take it. Listen up, son. Congregational prayer increases one's responsibility toward others, and at the same time, it makes us aware of other people's problems and stops us from sitting alone, feeling left out, and you can find good friends. Do you understand me?
Of course. Hi.
Hello.
Here.
Where's this from?
I went now with Dad to the mosque.
What if someone doesn't have a guarantor? What do they do?
Unfortunately, sir, a guarantor is the most important condition. The rest of the conditions are written there.
So that's it, then. Hello, Sasan. Hello.
Hello. You got here quick.
I was so caught up in your wonderful solutions that I flew here.
Look, this is the address of a friend.
Davood?
Yeah, Davood. His job is to sort out people's problems, and I told him about yours.
Huh.
He said you should go see him, but make sure you're on your best behavior. Friends like him are very hard to come by, you know.
Did you tell him how much I want?
Oh, yeah. But he has his own special conditions.
Sasan, you mean this could really happen?
So you're not still upset with me, right?
When was I ever upset with you? Goodbye. I've come to see Davood.
So, how much did you get for it?
Good price in place of the interest on the money.
Hello.
Yo, Faribars, how long will it take you to fix this?
I'll have to ask him to come in and take a look at it.
Go on, go on. Let's see what you can do. Your business?
Are you Davood?
You must be Saeed, right? Tell me, how do you know Sasan?
Well, you could kind of say that he's my cousin.
He was very worried about your debt. Well, how much do you want?
10 million. Sasan didn't tell you?
You want 10 million? I'll give it to you for 500 a month. If you want it for 2 months, it'll add up to 1 million. But I'll give you 9 million, and in 2 months, you give me 10 million back. Shall I write it down?
So, what's with the 500 a month?
Well, the bonus, of course.
Ah, you mean the interest on the money.
Seriously? Do you think I'm running a charity? Do you want me to give you charity? You don't have a clue.
Okay, I'm gonna need the full 10 million.
If you want the whole 10 million at a rate of 5% a month, it'll add up to 11,100 for 2 months, so I'll give you 10 taman, and after 2 months, you'll give me 11,100 back. So, do we have a deal? Check.
What?
A check is a guarantee. Have you brought one?
Sasan didn't say anything about that.
You're pulling my leg. Give me a break.
That guy's a loan shark.
A loan shark? You sound just like your friend.
It's not for me, Sasan.
Oh, give me a break. You're more Catholic than the Pope. You sound like those kind of people who say whatever's to their advantage. They say halal, and when it's not, it's not.
But the guy wants a check as a guarantee.
Oh, so you thought it's for charity, then? Who would give you all that money just like that, really?
Okay, so could you give me a check?
I don't have any checks left in my checkbook. It'll take a few days for them to give me one. Can you wait a little?
Well, what else can I do?
Get hold of a check somehow for a guarantee. You don't want to run off with the money.
Sasan, it's not a leaf from a tree. Where can I get one from?
So you can get one from your dad?
Are you feeling okay?
I don't know of any other way. I mean, if you want, I can find a customer for your share of the shop.
Just leave it.
Saeed.
Huh?
Get up. Take this pill. You have a temperature. Want to go to the doctor's?
No, I'll take this and I'll be okay. But bro, please, just keep it down so I can sleep.
Okay.
Merciful, the most compassionate.
Hello.
Hi there, son. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Last night you were talking in your sleep.
Really? What did I say?
Nothing. Nothing important. Do you want me to take you to the doctor?
No, I'm okay now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay then. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
Hi there. Are you better?
Why are you still here?
So what's it to you? I've got an exam. I'm going now.
Well, hurry up and go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And that was his older son, Saeed. He's studying agriculture at university. Please have your tea. It's getting
cold.
Thank
you.
If you want to see upstairs, you can. There's no one in.
The answers to my questions are more important than seeing the flat, you know.
Oh, well, it was Mohsen's idea that I talk to you first. But of course, we can arrange for you and Mohsen to sit down and talk about everything in the next couple of days.
You can answer the questions I have, too.
Okay, Nahi dear. Ask and we'll see.
My concern is the children. Do they know their father wants to get married?
I spoke to Vahid about it, and God willing, there will be no problem with Saeed.
Well, as it happens, my sister and I have spoken a lot about all this. You yourself know well that remarrying has its own sensitivities and problems.
I understand your concern. You're right. But Mohsen, I can promise you, is an agreeable, God-fearing, family man. You really don't have to worry.
You know, I'm not just saying that because he's my brother. Really, don't worry.
Okay.
You come looking for trouble, Jamal, eh? There's 200 missing.
I've brought whatever I had. I even sold the carpet under my feet, Davud.
Yeah, borrowing money is sweet, but paying it back is hard, isn't it, huh? Your checks will stay with me until you settle all of this.
Davud, I swear to God I haven't any more. For the sake of my wife and kid, don't ask me for this month's interest. This month, work and my earnings were worse than ever.
Look, Javadi, I'll give you 2 weeks to settle your debts, and that's going to be it, I swear. You're not getting any more. I'm busy and other people are waiting outside to meet me. Get out of here. I have a lot of things to do. Move it.
Okay. Hello.
Oh. Have you brought the check?
Yeah.
Good. You didn't say what you needed the money for.
I thought Sasan told you. I just need it.
You need it. Tell me, what's the date today?
The 5th.
The 5th. The 5th, not this month, but the next one, yeah? You'll bring the 11,100 straight to me, and I will give you your check. Is that clear?
Yes.
Well done. Things always look up for everyone I help. There you go. Hope it solves your problems.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Hello. Hi, Ali. Are you at university? No, I had something to do. I couldn't make it. No, mate. I have your money. Taxi! Come to this address and I'll tell you. Hello? Thanks for helping me.
Gee, thank you so much. Whose check is it?
What difference does it make? It's your money, isn't it? I wanted to bring you flowers and cakes, but then I thought there's a chance you might think they're the interest.
Well, except what you did was wrong. But I didn't speak very nicely either. I apologize.
Now, anyone in your shoes would have spoken the exact same way. You had every right.
I was worried more about you than the money. Worried about the change in your behavior. Actually, your whole outlook.
You know, Ali, it's circumstances that make or break a person.
What do you mean, Said?
Leave it.
I thought you and I were close friends. But I see that you are hiding everything from me. Don't you want to tell me where you got the money from?
One day I'll tell you everything.
Said, you know I think a lot about you these days. About your problems.
Haven't you got anything better to do than think about me?
I can't help it, Said. Keeping secrets from me makes me more curious. I think you've made a mistake, and in an effort to cover it up, you're going to make another mistake.
Okay, Ali. Then let me tell you all about it. I got some money off of my father to invest in something that would start yielding profits only later on. But suddenly my dad, because he didn't trust me, wanted the money back all at once. And you see, that's why I had to turn to you, Ali. And God bless you, Ali. You did everything you could to help me. I hope to repay your kindness one day.
God willing. You know, this whole money business has made you completely forget about what I asked you, right?
No, of course I remember, huh? I was about to say it once, but it wasn't the right time, so I thought I'd leave it for a more suitable time, no? I'll talk to them. I promise.
If we go on like this, we won't be able to pay our checks.
So now you know I was right.
You think so, but selling cosmetics has its own problems.
Don't worry, one profits too. Besides, I can go and bring them from Turkey.
And I suppose I have to pay the costs.
Well, well, I only have you, Shaida.
Hello.
Hello.
Why is he here again?
Seeing me bothers you, eh? Well, you'll have to put up with me, because from now on, I'll be coming to see my partner regularly.
See your partner?
Go on, I'll join you.
I want to buy something. How much?
The price is much too high for you. Put it back now.
Take them.
Sasan! Now, does your respected father let you wear things like this?
Hey, Shaida.
Why is it that when I'm talking to your boss, you keep butting in?
Get out! Sasan, get out too!
What's up? Why are you in such a bad mood?
I don't know. I'm just in a mood.
Is Davud messing you about?
No, that guy gave me the check and I passed it on.
So that's it then?
You bet that's it. I keep jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. Now I have to give 550 toman every month to Davood.
Oh, that cheat. He's charging you 5%, huh?
Where can I get that kind of money from, Sasan? The most I can get off my dad each month doesn't even add to 200,000 toman. And of course, that's only if I eat at my auntie's.
You'll have to work for a couple of months, so that we can sell the shop and each get our share. And then you'll be able to pay off your debt.
Believe me, I've thought about it. But there's no work.
We'll look for work, and we'll find it. Hello?
Where were you?
I went and got rid of him.
What was that you were saying before? You don't actually think you're a partner here, that you're running the show.
Well, you made me look good, so what does it matter anyway?
Look here, Sasan, if that guy comes in here again and you undermine me in front of him, that's it. If you do, I'll tell you to mop the floor here instead.
Excuse me, Shaida. This shop and everything in it is yours, and I just work here, but I'm a salesman whose boss has made him fall in love with her, that's all.
Hello, good day. Yes, I'm calling about your ad. Well, you wrote you're looking for an experienced salesperson for educational toys in the west of Tehran with a credible guarantor. Yeah. No, my English is good too. Yeah. I have finished university. Oh, yes? Hello? Hello, sorry, there's interference. Hello? Hello?
Hello. You didn't go to university?
No, I didn't have any important classes.
In my time, during exams, we didn't have regular hours either.
Well, in school, you go and come back at a certain time, Auntie.
I know, but university doesn't mean you stay at home and eat and sleep and then just go and get your degree.
How come you keep a record of my comings and goings to uni?
Forget it. I'm actually here to talk to you.
Talk about what?
About you, Vahid, and your dad's future.
I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry. I have to get to uni, Auntie. Maybe later. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, Sasan. What do you think? Looking for work? You're kidding. I'm on my way.
Yes. Come on up.
Hello.
Hey. How do I look?
Pretty good. Where are you going all dressed up like that?
I have a date. But I'll drop you off on the way.
Where?
At work. That's it.
Saba Kitchen?
The food is great. I've eaten here before a few times, so...
So?
So maybe you can work here.
What kind of work can I do here?
I don't know. There was a vacancy ad a while ago, so, you know.
What are you saying, Sasan? I suppose I'll have to wait tables or something.
Work is work. Yours truly started off as a dog's body. All the time you spent looking, did you find any work? What do you want to do? I have to get going. Listen, Saeed, you only have to work a few hours a day. That way you can keep up with your studies at university. Work here for a couple of months until I can sort out everything and that's it.
Our food isn't ready yet.
Hello, madam. I haven't come for food. I've come because of your ad.
We've taken it down.
So you've employed someone?
Because of the type of the people that turned up. I've changed my mind.
Well, I'm actually different from the others.
Where did you work before?
I've worked in a lot of places. I've never worked in a restaurant, but I can. There's no problem. You can be sure of that.
We cater. We're not a restaurant.
What's the difference? It's all food. I'll do anything.
Fill in this form. Your credentials, the places you've worked, and their addresses. You can sit over there.
Hello, are you okay, madam?
Thanks. What's up, Mashrahim?
Nothing much, dear. I've made the rice, cooked the chicken well. Not like yesterday when they fell apart, you know.
Today's special.
Today's special. I've cooked an aubergine and lentil stew that will become the talk of the town.
Thank you very much.
By the way, I wanted to apologize for yesterday. I only left the food to Matach for a few minutes and the chicken was overcooked.
Never mind. Where is Yavargan?
I haven't seen him all morning.
So you haven't been shopping?
I went shopping myself, ma'am. As soon as he sees you are not here, the lad disappears like magic.
Very well. Get back to work.
All right.
Aren't you finished?
I nearly finished. Okay, let me see. Do that. That's Phil. That's the address. All right. I think. Okay, done. There you go.
I'll have a look at it, and if you're suitable, I'll get in touch with you in a couple of days. Have you written down your telephone number?
Yes.
Mr. Karimi, son of...
Mohsen.
Do you have your ID card on you now?
Yes. It'd be great if you just took me on a temporary basis as well, just for a month or two till I see to my problems.
Problems?
I have debts to pay.
You're a student.
Yes, I am.
How are you going to work with uni and your studies?
Well, lots of students work and study.
Not like this.
I know students who have to go and clean people's houses. This has much more class. Anyway, having a job is what matters.
What about the money?
Well, it's a little, but every bit counts, you know.
How's your family's financial situation?
What can I say, ma'am? If it were good, I wouldn't be going door to door looking for work. I guess you could say that for me, working is a way of helping my family.
What about your father? What does he do?
He's a simple workman with a minimum wage. Please, I will do any job that you have that's available, ma'am. I'm a hard-working person. Look, take me on for a trial period of 2 months, and if I cause any trouble, then just throw me out.
Do you know how to ride a motorbike?
Yeah, I do.
I have a delivery boy with a motorbike. Do you think you could help him?
Well, in the ad, it said work in a restaurant.
I told you this isn't a restaurant. It's a catering business.
Yes, I know. I mean work in here.
So you've changed your mind. You said you would do any job going.
No. I haven't changed my mind. I still stand by what I said. It was just a question. Look, if there's no work here, then I can go out and work. How's that?
One more thing.
Sure, anything.
Tomorrow, bring your father's birth certificate.
What for?
A condition of employment is to see all your ID documents.
Sure, no problem.
Hello.
Hello, Mohsen.
Hello.
It's time now.
The time for what?
Time for me to speak to Saeed.
Oh. Look, my dear Marzieh, I'm doing the accounts right now.
Leave it for later, Mohsen. Now is a really good time.
We can't. Very well, very well. I'll be on my way.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay, I'm coming.
که من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی دامون بی اثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میگیری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه عموم میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دار که تو از تو چشماشو یه لحظه